hogy mozdulat, és képviselni a nyártéről, hogy tudtad az éppen a fizikálni, hogy tudtuk a kettőszak, kérdezte a kocsutatásra a dráni, és a szucsatni beratkozatra felírta a tatásra, amit itt a jövőmelejme vállami dráni, és az is egy kocsonok ki, relatív azt esett ki, vagy ki a tatásra, amit ki a hozzában a kocsmokozban a helyenak, tehát a kocsot valami nyakki dolgokra, hogy a kocsonok. Další naše společnost hraje vlastně na srdce společnost Holding Group 19. Je to celý globál, je to společnost, která se úzko specializuje na realitní developerstvo, jedním lídrem v této oblasti na trhu realitního developerstva, ale to bylo několik úspěšných projektů, možná vaše vzpomínáme poslední věc, která se momentálně dala do užívání, je to rekonstrukce hotela, bývalého hotela Forum. Táto spoločnosť má rozplánované niekoľko investícií, vrátane tieto Tatranskej a ten objem najbližších 5 rokov by mal sektor okolo 20 miliard korun preinvestovaných na realitné developerstvo a projektov na území Českej Slovenskej republiky, poďaľ aj troška zahraničí výstavu maličkosti. Čiže toto by bolo...
I also would like to welcome you. I will come close a little bit further because I would like to try to explain you in a very short summary a little bit what we did, what our thoughts were in developing this resort. Maybe very shortly to my person. I was appointed directly between
1974 and 1988.
I participated in four Olympic Games. I won two medals. And in 1980 I won together with my sister Hani the overall World Cup. Since then, I'm more or less in the sports marketing business, and I was in charge also for the marketing of key world championships, of Nordic world championships, also of biathlon world championship. To make it short, I had a tremendous long experience altogether cooperating with mountain resorts, and out of that it grew up quite a big experience in resort marketing. Then I met about 3 years ago Mr. Ratai and Mr. Korbatska, and they asked me to come here to the High Tatra, which I knew a little bit from the very early years that I was here, and they asked me to check whether it's possible to build up a ski resort, to develop the necessary infrastructure to create something which has a future, which really is comparing the international standards to the resort in
Japan.
it's very important for you that you understand that ski sport in general had a tremendous change in the last 10, 15 years. You heard a lot about carving skis, about the snowboard possibilities, about other fun sports on snow, which was very good because a lot of young people came back to winter resort and they had a huge alternative of skiing on snow. This was made or forced most of the resorts to do a lot of adjustments. The slope had to become wider, a lot of things had to change because of the new challenges of this new sport. So I was here, I saw the hill in the Transcalonica. It's a fantastic hill, especially because in the lower part it's quite flat. There is a huge potential for recreational skiing. You have to know that 80% of all skiers are in stadiums of beginners to average skiers. So only 10% are educated skiers to all the way up to experts.
Potom som tam prišiel, do to sa plnici pozrieť tie krajinné výzva, niečo som pre to fantastický výzva, a hlavne preto, že sa spoznám sa tie lokáčov, čo umožňuje rekreatorizovanie rodinám detí, ako vieme, a tie 80% všetkých lyžiarov sú lyžiari v štádiu od začiatku, či to bol priemerný, a iba sú 20% sú dobre trénovaní lyžiari.
So the situation was very simple and short. That the slope here for the new challenges of skiing are too narrow. And the leaves were not wind resistant, especially the gondola. If you have a little bit wind, they immediately have to stop the operation. And also the capacity were very low.
Pokiaľ ide o lanovky, tak tie vlastne neboli veľmi posadené na zimu v prípade väčšieho vetra, hlavne teda kadinková lanovka sa musela okamžite zastaviť a konzumácia takisto kapacitne bola nedostatečná, je nedostatečná.
So then before we started our work, we defined two main goals. So the first goal, we want to create a ski resort in Transcalonica according to international standards.
No a všetci sme sa chopili práce, tak sme si zadefinovali dva cieľe. Prvý z nich bolo vybudovať lyžiarske stredisko na Transkej Lomnici a také, aby sa vyrovnávalo medzinárodným štandardom.
That means the quality performance in all our services, that means the modern infrastructure and modern professional wind sport facilities.
A to znamená poskytovanie kvalitných služieb, mať lepšiu infraštruktúru a tým pádom aj zlepšenie celkovej prevádzky vo všetkých smeroch.
At the same time, we defined the second main goal, and that was to create with this infrastructure a farming summer resort.
A potom sme si zadefinovali aj druhý cieľ a síce pomocou tejto novovybudovanej infraštruktúry vytvorili veľmi intenzívne rekreačné iné stredisko.
We had to consider some limiting factors.
Musíme sa dozvať aj niektoré podmienujúce faktory.
As you will see later, we tried not to create new stations, new lifts, new slopes. We had to stay within the existing frame of the ski resort started to build in 1936-37 with the historical railway, and also then in the 80s the adjustment with the gondola going from, we call it, from station C all the way up to final station.
Ako ste si už všimli,
here we thought comfortable for our guests, for the tourists of Salamanca. And one of them was really a best to the ski resort for everyone. As I already mentioned, it's necessary to have a wide range of summer and winter activities because the tourist wants to be entertained. He wants to be that his vacation is an exciting time, and if he comes home, he would like to remember in a positive manner.
Isto spomínal, že treba zabezpečiť čo najviac tak iných ako aj letných aktivít pre návštevníkov, pretože vieme, že turisti tu im zadávajú. Tak aby ponádzate domov, mali na to najlepšie pomienky na rozestávanie.
Then he really wanted to fulfill the economic demand, not to create something which is absolutely maybe used once a year and the rest of them is more or less a modern ruin, and also the multifunctional purpose and the multifunctional use. For example, for winter resorts we need a lot of parking capacity, and in summer where maybe there is not such a need, you can use this area, let me say, for a nice volleyball, a beach volleyball field or whatever the young people are playing in.
A profesor spomínal aj určité ekonomické požiadavky, a síce aby sme nebudovali iba nejaké jednorazové zariadenia, ktoré by boli viac menej nejakými modernými ruinami po väčších častiach roka, a zamerať sa na viac účelovo týchto zariadení. Vieme, že si potrebujeme veľmi veľa parkovacích miest, ktoré možno veci by mohli slúžiť ako ihrisko na plážový volejbal.
Right after defining our main goals, we have to do a lot of work. Because of this legislation, things, we have to make a lot of research and analyze as well. As you can see on the file, that was necessary to define the location, to build up our the relationship to owners of properties, the background information for the historical buildings, as you know, the former historical cable base on the heritage protection, so there are many special restrictions to consider. We always have to find out what technical infrastructure is here, that means water, wastewater disposal, electricity, parking, traffic, roads, and so on and so on.
Po zavetňovaní hlavných cieľov nás čakala veľmi veľa práce, pretože sme museli zvážiť všetky legislatívne faktory, potom zavetňovať si tú lokalitu, venovať pozornosť aj vlastníckým vzťahom, vziať do úvahy aj niektoré historické budovy, ako vieme, napríklad Lamovka je technikou kultúrnou pamiatkou. No a potom bolo treba zvážiť aj technickú infraštruktúru, ktorá vodovodu, kanalizácie a všetkých ostatných zariadení.
On top of that, it was a lot of research to do legislative analysis, also the area and environmental impact assessment. We did a lot of capacity analysis because it's important to know how the people come into the resort by car, by train, are they in walking distance from the hotel to the station and so on. And these capacities have to fit with the capacity of lift, the capacity of slope. The people want to eat something there, they have to go to the restroom. So this has to fit very strongly together. And the amount of time and the amount of manpower to get all this information together. On top of it, we have climatic and water analysis for the snow making, because this is a very important thing today for a modern winter sport resort.
Očakávali nás teda ďalej veľmi veľké množstva legislatívnych analýz, museli sme vziať do úvahy kapacitné možnosti, to sa ide o dopravné prostriedky, vlaky, auta, tie vzdialenosti a príslušných zariadení od hotelov, aby sa táto kapacita vychádzajúcich návštevníkov mohla vyrovnať kapacitu.
part of this project team of PLD doing all this work. We were about 30 to 40 persons since now about 3 years in working all this information together, and it was really a challenge for all of us.
Zakon biti nije sada i za predmeno članaka na programu i nakon kapitalu, članaka što je imunio i zadržaja u zakonciju stricija, u stricijaki i sve ljudi, to bi na vrme i učinu za projekte koji je došli. A je za predan, udošnje, na zelenicu mi je učinu i za.
In general, what I can say and compare it with a lot of other resources in Yale, I have to say, after studying all this information, the High Tatras have a huge potential to make this project happen, and compared to other resorts, they are in a very, very good position in question of all these necessary resources which are necessary to realize the project.
Also, that was the that the government and the government is coming to the manjuđeće nove istotne potencija, a bi mogli da izložim se im za projekt pokali da će dao se tine izložne dale da su se potrebne na realizaciju.
Now I would like to explain you very briefly and shortly the situation and our thoughts about the different stations we explore and snow making thought, the traffic and parking management and so on. I will go very quickly through that because I think it's very important that we have a dialogue after it. So when whatever questions you have, we are very happy to wonderful full pay for the new sport, especially for the snowboarders. You know, snowboarding are more or less already 5 different sports. They have skiers, they have half pipes, they have water pipes, they have border cross, they have alpine disciplines. So it's quite challenging to make a good job for the respective party group. NKT really wants not to create the result we do a little bit. They want to really create an image for this area, for the special target group. And you cannot say A if you want to reach the C, you really have to say B too.
No, but people usually necessary to understand the place and that the exam for the family and the family for some years of the other
the
such a proposal. I think it would be very good for the resort to create here a bus terminal when people are coming by buses from other resorts like Pokhrad or from other villages. Here we have a fantastic area for car parking, fantastic wide, is above the entrance terminal to the ski resort. That has the advantage that the father with family can unload. Then he has very close way to the slope on the left or to the slope on the right. The kids can take the skis on and then they can ski down to the ticketing and from there they go up. If you have the parking very low and you have to wear the kit and all the equipment up, this is a very bad impression and you never have a second, you never have a chance to make a first impression the second time. So we really see the comfort and for our guests as a very important point. Finally, oh sorry.
Gracias.
have a ground station indeed, very low in the village, as you can see, it's just on the opposite side of the main road from the bus terminal, and it's about 200 meters from the station. I think for each ski resort, an easy access is the very most important. So we really thought that this might be the best position, because for most of the hotels in Lomnica, it's in walking distance, so the people, they don't even need a car during their vacation, which makes the traffic in the village during the high season much lower, which is also from the environmental impact a very important point. And also, it's much easier for the people because they don't have to load and unload their car every day. Also, the guests from the train station, it's no problem to walk there, coming from Popara, coming from Trstupedro or Smokole.
No, a potom tam miesta na terajšou autobusovou stanicou, tam navrhujeme zase vybudovanie úroveň stanice lanovky D a síce je to až 200 metrov od železničnej stanice a je pokladané, že to je najlepšie miesto, lebo je to jednak dostupné, je to aj miesto dostupné pešo do všetkých miestnych hotelov, bez pozícia auta, má zase ďalší dopad, je možno netreba vyperňovať celý výstroj, zase potom dáva dole do auta, znižuje sa tým aj trenávka, čo má zase aj environmentálny dopad.
As you can see, I could talk another hour about all the details you have to consider, like snow making, clothes, and so on and so on. I think such an investment in an infrastructure is a huge step which is necessary. If I'm a bakery and have no oven, I cannot produce bread. The same thing is with the ski resort. If you don't have the infrastructure, you cannot sell tickets, you cannot do nothing. It also costs for the whole field around it, for the hotels. They are depending that their guests can do something. And I think it's a big step. And we just thought about who is the winner of this investment. And I think it's very short to show that there are some groups being affected, positively affected in my mind, from these investments. If I start with the local municipalities.
And one of the other groups that have been affected by the Zasnežovania and so on, ale domnívame sa, že táto investícia je veľmi dôležitým krokom, tak ako prichádzate nemá 5, nemôže 5, tak ani zemnica špeciálne sa nič nedá robiť v takomto stredisku. Vyskali na tom treba aj hotely, ktoré takýmto spôsobom prilákajú svojich návštevníkov a vôbec teda viacero strán bude mať prospech tej veľkej investície. Teda mohli by sme začať s tými obcami,
especially for the local municipality and the state, it will be a huge push for the economic progress. The unemployment figures will decrease because there are a lot of chance of new jobs. The increase of city income, the increase of investment potential for the city, new perspectives for the young generation. And this happened in the US in many, many cases, that the young people don't see a future in their area and they are leaving to the city. In the end, you have a region without people, without visitors. The question is whether this is what the future should be. Also, some other advantages for the local municipality, which you can see here, I think I don't have to mention it all. Sorry.
Ten pokiaľ ide o miestnu samosprávu, teda o obec a štátnu správu, je to veľmi dôležité pre hospodársky rozvoj, ďalej sa dôsledky do zemi ľudí aj zamestnanosť, je to aj potenciálny príjem pre mesto, ako aj zvýšenie investičného potenciálu, kde možno tam sú zemi na veľkú príležitosť, ktorá sa to dostupne mladej generácii, ktorá väčšinou, podobne ako aj v mnohých autobusových linkách, odchádza
group is a tourist board. The tourist board is able to organize sport events and competitions, have complete new possibilities with this modern infrastructure, and they also have the possibility to develop professional sports and recreational sports, which are important to entertain their guests in this area.
No, let me state jednou z nich stran, které vyčká tady na této investici a je zrušení přístavného růstu a to organizátor mnohých sportových podnětí státem jednoduchému podnětí nové možnosti nejen na rozvoj, teda takové podnětí, ale aj
I think a very big group are the local citizens. I think it's an increase of living standards. It's a new job opportunity, tremendous new job opportunity, and much higher quality of services and social facilities. And especially the cities, they have the benefit that the municipalities become financially stronger, and so they are able to invest more money in social facilities like kindergarten or hospitals or schools, whatever is comfortable and is the higher living standard.
Ďalšia to skupina, ktorá môže na tom získať, je miestne obyvateľstvo, teda ktorým sa môže zvýšiť vlastnú úroveň, ktoré je prepojené na nové časovné príležitosti, ktoré rastú vďaka investícii. No a tým, že sa stáva aj opäť bohatšia, má viac finančných prostriedkov na budovanie sociálnej infraštruktúry, čiže teda hovoríme o škôlkach, školách alebo nemocniciach.
A very important group for the whole enterprise, Heidhardt as a tourist resort, is for the local enterprises. There are a huge opportunity for new businesses, because services and all kinds of businesses are asked. A higher number of guests will be the result. It doesn't mean that we have a higher number of hotels or rooms or beds, but the utilization can be increased dramatically, and the average spending per guest will be increased. The more you offer him, the more he will pay for it. And this has a dramatic impact on the whole economic business of the area. Higher average price for night stay, as you can imagine, here we are in between 10 and 15 euros for one night stay with breakfast in an average village in the Alps. You are around 45 to 50 euros. So that's a big difference. And if you go up to wellness hotel, 4-star, 5-star hotel, I don't even want to mention what the average price is paid for mountain holidays.
No, takže veľké možnosti sa osídľujú aj pred miestnymi podnikateľmi, nakoľko sú žiadané služby, takisto prináša aj nové podnikateľské príležitosti, zvýši sa teda počet obcí a aj užiteľnosť tých zložok, takisto teda aj zvolenia klienteli. Potom možno hovoriť aj o zvýšení rozhodnutí vložka, pretože sa pohybuje cena Norplanka okolo 10-15 eur, noc spolu s Amerikami, čo je v porovnaní s alpskými zvedúkami veľmi lacné, je to 1650 eur za 1 nocľak, a tu už nehovoríme o tých veľmi kandelných hotelov, to 4 ďakých zvedúkami, ktoré nazvajú nocľové hotely zariadení.
And I think one of the most important points for local enterprises, especially if you run a hotel or a pension or whatever, is your risks are minimized tremendously because you can give, because of snowmaking, you can give a start guarantee of the winter season. If you have bookings during summer for your hotel because you promised snow in December or during Christmas and New Year, and they call you 1 week before whether there is snow and you have to say sorry there is no snow, then you don't just lose the business, you lose the money because you have to organize everything. Your workers are here, your goods are ordered, and so on and so on, and therefore especially snow making is a huge important thing, not only for the lift and for the screen operations, in general, for the whole area and for all the businesses. Another group is the national park. It's quite a sensitive group, but as you know, everywhere, protecting nature is the basis of luxury. If there is no possible financial support to protect nature, then it's very difficult. And in India, there are huge budgets to protect nature. And we understand more or less nature as an assumption for mountain holidays and not the reason. Nature, I think, is important that the people from home come to the mountain. And this is, I think, for us, a very, very high priority to support the Tanam, to keep nature established, to find a balance within nature and the tourism use which is done in many, many other places in a beautiful nature.
Pretože vlastne ochrana prírody je svojím spôsobom jednou ústupkom. Bez finančnej podpory sa veľmi ťažko ochranuje príroda. Je to vlastne aj v Alpách, tak sa tie majú na ochranu prírody veľmi veľký rozpočet. Ale príroda predstavuje iba jeden z predpokladov na to, aby sem prišli ľudia. Nie je to nejaká existencia na ochranu prírody samotným dôvodom. Preto je pre nás aj veľkou prioritou, aby sme vybudovali Tatranský národný park a našli aj určitú rovnováhu medzi prírodou a cestovným ruchom.
I think there are many things in running a touristic enterprise in the mountains. You have a lot of things to fulfill where you can just starting with the waste disposal and many, many other steps which are costing money. And you are only able to finance these necessary activities if you have this money. Otherwise, you are talking about nature protection, but the people, because there is no weight disposal, let's throw the paper to the floor.
No. Prepustam je ruke, ki se realno zavade, ki se treba splni ga zavete, ki može me ono jednati sam orizirati u ostatkom, na ktore, na ktore treba Alan Senija, že se duže, inače može me i tako govoriti o orizirati ostatkom, a ljudje mi je nadalje i stvari. I stvari.
And the last group, they are maybe the biggest winners of the of these investments are the visitors. They will find professional sport facilities. They have a huge or a wide range of summer and winter activities to do. There is a wide range of recreational and wellness sports which can be developed, and also a higher quality of rental equipment or whatever you need to do this sport. And it will develop also much more after sports activities and also nightlife.
No to potrebna najveća skupina tih ljudi koji izvistavaju ovaj institucionalni nastavnici, to je tu najdu nove zarijadunja, nijelan se ekologija, najdje rekreacijski spor, nove možnosti, izvistija, da počne to ono kako ste da je roku, a potom aj stavljivati možnosti rekreacijski nastavnici, pomaga se dostati na rozvoj rodnih požičovnih sportove zarijadenja, ako aj na rozvoj pozdnih aktivnih sportova i to nazvaju to samotno i sredačko se samotno kondini, pripadnje aj nejaké nočne zarijadenja, ktoré profesor je to pýtali.
Closing my presentation, I would like to express three hopes. The first is that the area of High Tatra finds a close cooperation between the responsible people for the lift, the hotel, and the tourist board. This is the only chance to offer the tourist a package, including the travel, the stay, the travel back.
Na nadalje bi sam se odbija gdje spolupraca v rámci visokizacije a tice je takže s tými výsledkami skúšení. Eta mi sa ja budem odborný a potom sa na tým výsledkami, ktorý umožní tyto nástupníkom visokizacie prísť najkúčšie výsledkie a každé bez problémov odmienky.
There are very famous examples in Yelp as Dolomiti Super Ski. There are Tyrol, there is Ski Amalie in the area of Salzburg, there are the Trois Vallées in France, and they understood that they have to do something for the tourists, and all other interests have been second row. This makes them possible, successful tourists.
No, neki su veoma slavne prikladi, Alpar, a ili krajina, teda také to spolupráce s celým trénom, teda tie najmä merali za nás na Kriesačku, je to teda Dolomity, Superši, potom Trio, Armáde a pár niektoré kantúce trénika, tu si uvedomujú, že musia spolupráci robiť čo najviac pre turistov.
The second hope is that they are able to create an efficient marketing, to get in touch, to create attention for their tourists with one strong brand. This is very important, otherwise you won't even be discussed if the people select where they want to go.
Kde sa vytvorí jedna silná značka, aby sme teda privákali ľudí sem a aby sa nerozhodli ísť niekam inakam.
And finally, I think the High Tatras have a fantastic nature. They have a long tradition and they have potential for the future. The question is whether they take this chance to develop the area or whether they would like to stay healthy.
No a potom po tretie, som
therefore I hope they take this chance. I can offer my support. We ask for their support and would like to welcome you in the new High Tatras, as you can see in the terminating film. Thank you for your attention.
Nu am vrut să vă spun că este o interesantă situație.